Chapter 4. The Law of Energy. Our energy is in proportion to the resistance it meets. William Hazlitt, 17th century essayist. A few years ago, I was hired by Rick, the director of undergraduate career counseling at a university, to conduct a series of workshops about interviewing skills. At the end of one of the sessions, we went back to his office to chat about the immediate student feedback, which had been extremely enthusiastic. A former student who took my workshop the year before had joined me in my presentation to share how he had put the techniques he'd learned into action and landed his first choice job. Rick and I were both beaming as we discussed how the students seemed to be incorporating the skills we were teaching them. Then we had to wrap up our conversation because Rick had a one-on-one meeting scheduled with a student. At that point, I observed a distinct change in Rick's energy. The smile disappeared. His body seemed to tense up, and his demeanor became distracted. I wondered if I had said or done something to upset him, and asked him. It turned out that the meeting he was about to have was with a student who, in his words, drove him crazy. The student had been scheduling meetings with him practically every week, showing up to their sessions a fuming ball of energy. The student would rapidly detail all the contact he'd had with recruiters since their last session, and whenever he didn't hear back from a recruiter, he would vehemently denounce Rick's advice. Rick knew that it was his job to help the student and wanted to do so, but the student's aggressive, offensive attitude put Rick on the defense. Rick found it difficult to deal with the student in an instructive way. As Rick told me about the situation, he got completely worked up, talking more rapidly and sitting forward in his chair in an agitated way. "I'm dreading the appointment," he told me. "I always feel so frustrated and useless after meeting with a student, and he walks into my office with such an attitude." I listened attentively, indicating that I could empathize with the dread he was feeling about the upcoming meeting. Then I said to him, "Let's try something. Tell me about a student you really like." Rick told me about another student he was working with one-on-one, but this student he found to be dynamic, proactive, and engaging. In fact, Rick was able to successfully connect the student with an important recruiter. As he told me the story, his tone of voice became lighter, his body relaxed, and suddenly he was smiling again. Okay.